With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, says the number of immigration officers in Minnesota will be reduced now that state and local officials have agreed to cooperate by turning over immigrants already arrested.
I have announced effective immediately. We will draw down 700 people effective today. 700 law enforcement personnel. We have also fully integrated CBP personnel into the ICRO team structure under one unified chain of command.
And Homan says the reduction comes now that state and local officials have agreed to turn over the illegal immigrants already in custody. Fulton County, Georgia has filed a federal court motion looking to retrieve documents from the 2020 election.
The FBI seized the documents last week from a warehouse near Atlanta. The motion also requests the unsealing of a law enforcement agent's sworn statement. That statement was presented to the judge who approved the search warrant. The motion isn't being released because the case is under seal. The search took place January 28th at Fulton County's main election facility. President Trump stands by his contention that the balloting in Georgia in 2020 was rigged. Rich Thomason reporting.
The president yesterday signed a bill ending the government shutdown.
The bill only covers 2 weeks of funding for the Department of Homeland Security. Texas Democrat Lizzie Fletcher says there should be a higher priority.
We don't have 2 weeks. When Americans are being killed, detained, harassed, and silenced by their government.
President Trump says he wants the debate to include getting rid of sanctuary cities.
I can't believe in Minnesota that they want to have murderers walking all over the streets. I just don't believe it.
Democrats want a code of conduct for federal agents, no masks, and a requirement officers show identification. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is SRN News. A pro-life group is making a big investment, Michael Harrington reports.
Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America will spend $3.2 million to visit 500,000 homes in Iowa this year, hoping to convince residents to elect pro-lifers to office. House and Senate seats will be on the line in Iowa, as will the governor's office. SBA Pro-Life America says it will focus most of its efforts on people in Des Moines, Davenport, and Cedar Rapids, targeting those who are persuadable but often do not vote in midterm elections. Michael Harrington reporting.
Protestant denominations are not the only religious groups facing internal fractures over liberal policies. Pope Leo is facing his first major crisis with traditionalist Catholics, a breakaway conservative group attached to the traditional Latin Mass. The Society of Pius X has announced plans to consecrate new bishops without papal consent. This is SRN News. An Australian teenager is a hero. Keith Peters explains why.
A 13-year-old boy swam for 4 hours in cold and choppy waters to save his mother and two younger siblings who had been swept out to sea off the coast of Western Australia. The family rented paddle boards and a kayak that got pulled further and further out to sea as the wind picked up Friday. Austin Appleby said Tuesday that he told himself to just keep going during his 4-kilometer ocean swim back to Quindallup. His mother, brother, and sister were in the water for about 10 hours before they were rescued. Police Inspector James Bradley praised Austin, saying the teenager's determination and courage saved their lives. Keith Peters, Washington.
A legendary fresco about to get a resurfacing. Michelangelo's The Last Judgment undergoing its first major restoration in 3 decades. You'll find more of these stories at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.